hour is just coming up to 11:30, and my guest in the studio is Simon Wilson, the owner of Piccola. He's got great toys, games, children's clothes and books, and it's on Brentwood High Street, and it's been established since 1966. Very good morning again to Simon.
Good morning.
I tell you what, Bean Boozle went down with my mum. She enjoyed it. I played it with Billericay SP after you left when he was on the show, and he got dog food. He said, I think it's chocolate pudding, and as he was talking, I went, I can smell that it's canned dog food. These are jelly beans, basically. They're a nice flavour or a bit of a dodgy flavour, and you've got a little spinning wheel. Great for children, but also equally as funny if you've got a dinner party with adults.
Definitely.
Because adults will just love it.
Yes, are those people still talking to you? Or?
Yes, they are. Yeah, my mum was a bit lawn clipping. She thought, lime or lawn clipping? She was like, oh, Michelle.
Lawn clippings is actually one of the better disgusting ones. There is vomit included in the set.
Yeah.
And that really isn't that pleasant, as you can well imagine.
Now, you've got some amazing toys and games at the shop. And first of all, we're going to talk about the sound machine.
Yes, this is a really cool little device. It's probably about the size of a credit card, maybe slightly bigger. But by pressing a single button, you can make a number of noises to perhaps give a commentary on what's happening around you.
Mm-hmm.
So, for example, let's try this one.
I need that after nearly everything I say, really.
Well, if someone makes a really good joke, then it's a really good... Or alternative, there are a couple of rude ones, which would probably be quite good for Christmas time. There's this one.
Simon, really?
And then if you want to get even ruder, there's this one.
Oh, dear.
Yes. if someone's about to say something important, you can press the drum roll. Or if someone has had a great money-making idea, then there's the dollars. Or alternatively, if you want to someone has said something funny, then canned laughter.
Now, you can imagine if you give your child one of these at Christmas, everything that you say, especially if you've got an annoying little child, they'll be behind you going, da-da-da-da-da, right in the wrong, inappropriate moment. So it's the size of a credit card. How many sounds? Because you've got they're called sound machine. You've got the classic one, which you're playing now.
Yes.
You've also got a festive version and a pirate version.
Yes. On the classic version, you've got 16 sounds.
Yep.
So it's a slightly larger one. This one's a little... This is the festive version we've got here, which is a little bit more pocket-sized.
Yeah.
But it has got the all-important one from the big man. Also this one, which is from one of the elves.
Oh, bless.
Yes. Oh, if you want to recreate Santa's footsteps through the snow.
Yeah.
Or there's even his sleigh.
Oh...
So, a lovely little stocking filler and great fun for Christmas Day. Children absolutely love these things.
And also a good thing, if you've got your phone, if you know you're going to be leaving out your carrot and your milk and your biscuits for Santa, you could say, by the way, kids, I left the phone on record, then record those sounds into your phone and then play them on Christmas morning.
That's a genius idea.
It's great, isn't it?
I'm doing that.
Yeah, you could do that. Have you got little children?
Yes.
Yeah,
that'd be great. Four and two.
Say, we left the phone. This is Santa. You can hear him going across the snow and the sleigh bells and him going ho, ho, ho. And
that's brilliant. You ought to be making toys.
There we go. And I have no children. I'm the Grinch. And you've got the...
We've got a final one, which is actually our best seller.
Yeah.
This is for any little swashbucklers you've got out there. This is the pirate sound machine. So here we go. It's another one. Oh, then there's this one. Yeah. Oh, then there's this one. And on this one, you got 9 sound effects, all of which are things a pirate would say, apparently.
Yeah.
Little pirates absolutely love this one.
Yeah.
It sells and sells and sells in the shop. And again, at a great, I think it's $6.99 this one, which is a really good price for what you're getting. And they can put it in their pocket and carry it around and make comments on what's happening around them, the big toy retailers. So it's a special thing that their friends won't have, and that's how we try to operate, really, to provide toys that other people don't sell. So you're always going to get something unique, and this is one of those toys. It's a really good thing.
Now we're going to go on to the Lottie doll and Finn doll.
The reason we stock this doll, which is called Lottie, is that she's made to the dimensions of a 7-year-old girl.
Yeah.
And so there are no negative body images. There's no unrealistic expectations of how you should look as a girl or as a woman. These are made to the proportions of a 7-year-old girl. And unlike Barbie, these dolls, they don't have beach parties in Malibu or hot tub liaisons with their boyfriends. They do things that 7-year-old girls do. So this one is a ballet dancer. This one is a stargazer, so she's an astronomer.
Yep.
This one here is a muddy puddles splashing girl who likes to go out in the woods and wear her Wellington boots.
Yep.
And this one here is a butterfly protector, so she likes to cultivate, look after butterflies. And these are all things that 7-year-olds would do.
Yeah.
And so these are far more realistic expectations of what 7-year-olds should be and what they should look like.
Mm.
And that's why we really like to stock them. You know, they're really lovely dolls, and they're beautifully packaged as well. They come in a lovely clear-fronted box, so they make a great gift. You know, we can sell these with a really clear conscience that they're not going to create negative body perceptions for the children whose parents might buy them.
These are suitable for 3 years upwards, and you've got one for the boys.
There is Finn, and he flies kites.
Yeah,
he's looks like a 7-year-old boy would look. Our view is always that toys should be toys, and we don't section out our shop in terms of boys or girls, as some retailers do. If a child wants to play with it, then they should be able to do that.
We're moving on now to the Christmas set.
And this is a Christmas Eve kit, which we think is just delightful. You've basically got a little hanger to put on your door, which says, "Santa, please stop here," with a lovely wooden illustrated picture of Santa. You've got a little coaster for Santa's drink, again with a little photo of Santa with Santa's drink written on it. And then you've got a little wooden tag with a little string to attach to your reindeer treat. So that would obviously be a carrot, because reindeers love carrots.
Mm-hmm.
And then you've also got another one to affix to Santa's snack, which is, I think, normally a mince pie traditionally. I don't know whether he goes for other stuff
or
these days.
Maybe a Bailey's or other similar drinks to that.
Yes.
It depends.
I think normally you have to leave a big hint to your children as to what Santa might like.
Yes.
This is a really lovely little set, and it all comes beautifully packaged. It's got a clear front, and it's a really good way to get children excited about Christmas Eve, because they can be part of the process and part of the sort of experience of waiting for Santa. And what we love about it is it's a really good price. $7.99 is a really good price for what you're getting in the box, we think.
And that's obviously year after year. You can put that if you've got young children.
Of course.
That will carry on for years.
They become part of the decorations, don't they? And every year you see them, and they're like old friends. That's how it is with our decorations.
Yeah.
And if you've got special memories attached to them, they're probably never going to be thrown away. And you know, they may even be passed on down the generations and used again. It's a set that's built to last. That's for certain, because it's made all in sustainable wood. We love this set. They're actually flying out, which is why I brought them in today. And I know we've tried to buy more, and they're sold out. So.
Yeah.
I thought I would let everyone know that they're not. We've probably got about 20 left, but they might not survive too much longer.
Well, so thanks for coming in, and
it's
we'll
a pleasure.
See you again.